Oh, God, said Olivia on hearing what her dad's plans for Christmas were this year.
So I've already got the 5 gold rings sorted. I just need another 11 presents, and I'm drinking red wine with my feet up in front of the telly from here until Christmas, said Sean,
with a sense of pride not only in having a terrific present idea, but so early in the year. Dad, it's Christmas Eve, Olivia exclaimed, with all the tolerance and patience 26 years with her father had taught her. Come on, Dad, there's still time to buy things on Amazon. Let's sit down with the computer and... But it was too late. With a bloody marvellous... Sean had already started singing,
Poor old Porter Pirate Cherry,
stepped into his MGB and pulled out of the drive. Mum is going to go crazy, Olivia said, and decided the best way to cope with this was to put Home Alone on the TV and bake a lot of things she would probably never eat. 4 hours later, Sean arrived home, looking very pleased with himself and suspiciously red in the face. He burst into the kitchen and threw down his shopping bags with dramatic pride and went to give his wife what he considered a very romantic kiss. Jane was utterly furious with her husband for having missed the majority of the Christmas preparations and pushed a mince pie in his mouth. Missing this visual cue about the less than festive atmosphere in the kitchen, Sean replied,
Why, thank you, darling. I'm absolutely knackered. Put the kettle on, I could do with a coffee.
Before slumping in a chair and eyeing up some chocolates in a bowl.
You've got a bloody cheek coming in here after we've been breaking our backs all day cooking for you.
Not being one to take criticism lightly, Sean opened his mouth to protest that he had been performing a vital role, one which they would all reap the benefits of if they only had a little forbearance, humility, and above all, give him a bit of peace and quiet. He thought for a moment before muttering,
Bloody hell, yellow alert,
and disappeared into the garage to search for some fairy lights that needed untangling. When Edward and Haley arrived on Christmas morning, there was still an atmosphere in the house, and Sean was the Great Dane in the Dachshund-sized doghouse, which after 43 years of marriage didn't faze Sean one bit. Hello, Pa. What have you done this time? Said Edward, sensing something was afoot. Sean took a deep breath, but was too dramatic about it, and Olivia jumped in. Dad decided to leave buying all Mum's presents until yesterday. Sounds about normal, said Edward. Yes, but for some reason he's also decided to theme them all around the 12 days of Christmas. Olivia let this sit there for a moment. It hung in the air, like a sprout fart under a heavy duvet, while everyone took turns in looking at each other with disbelief. Well, I can't wait to see Mum's face. This is going to be better than the year he bought her a wheelbarrow 2 days after her hip operation. As was tradition, everyone assembled in the sitting room. It was so sombre that Haley and Edward felt like Hercule Poirot was about to reveal that one of them had murdered the vicar and made up elaborate stories to implicate the others. Reverentially, Sean brought in a large and overly stuffed bin bag and presented it to his wife, who gave him a look that could have reanimated the corpse of St. Nicholas and then turned him to stone. Thank you, Sean, but I've had quite enough of clearing up your rubbish. Sean batted this away with his famous open-mouthed boyish smile and clicked a button he whipped from his pocket.
I think I'm going to need a glass of port, said Sean as he mentally prepared himself.
I think you'll get a kick up the arse if you don't get on with it, said Jane.
Whoop!
Squeaked Sean, trying to break the tension, dramatically squeezing his knees together and feigning a pained expression. He took a sip of port as a reward for his inspirational acting. A tinny version of the 12 Days of Christmas began playing on the stereo, which sounded like it had been borrowed from a 1980s computer game. Oh God, he's going to sing as well, said Olivia, wondering if it was too late to start doing some baking again.
I'm going to bloody kill you if a whole farm of animals appear at the door, said Jane, slapping Sean on the arm with medium force.
On the first day of Christmas my true love gave to me, sang Sean.
He paused, wearing a broad smile, while he held out a small, expensive-looking box. Jane looked at it and narrowed her eyes. She reached out slowly and deliberately to grasp the metaphorical olive branch. Her expression softened, desperately wanting to give her husband the benefit of the doubt. Just as her fingers were about to close on this present, Sean shouted, "Oh, bugger!" and snatched it away. The surprise interjection made two people spill their drinks and Jane to shoot daggers at Sean.
"I should have thought about this,"
Sean said to himself.
Wait, stop the music!"
He waved his arms frantically.
"Going to have to do the whole bloody thing backwards, starting with the last verse, and sing it without accompaniment. A cappella,"
Sean said with satisfaction at his ability to turn a phrase, and in a foreign language, sip of port.
"On the 12th day of Christmas my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming."
With a flourish, Sean produced a beautifully delicate Christmas tree ornament featuring 12 tiny drums, presented it to his wife along with a cheeky kiss, and like the true professional he was, carried seamlessly into the start of the next or previous verse, depending on how you look at it.
"On the 11th day of Christmas my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping."
Sean flourished a gift which was wrapped so badly that it was obvious to the recipient that it was a CD. And when I say badly, I mean not wrapped at all. Jane snatched the proffered CD and peered at it, desperately wanting to fill the house with the spirit of Christmas. If not for her, for the children.
"Panpipes!" she said. "Panpipes! Get a life! I hope this isn't a recording of those people who stand on the high street in ethnic clothes."
Righto, moving on,"
said Sean, giving the unconvincing illusion of not caring.
"On the 10th day of Christmas my true love gave to me."
"Oh, I should say, this one is a combination,"
said Sean, interrupting his bravissimo performance.
10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids are milking, 7 swans are swimming."
He handed over a small parcel that looked like it had been given slightly more attention than any parcel had ever been given by Sean in the past. "I'm surprised there's any sellotape left in the entire city after you wrapped this," Jane muttered. "Did you actually use any paper?" Jane had to use garden shears and the help of both her children to cut through the impregnable force field of sticky tape. When they finally revealed the hidden gift, everyone was quite surprised to find a box full of 4 individually wrapped, delicate crystal Christmas tree ornaments, depicting the different characters from the song. "Nice work, Dad," said Olivia. Jane had a tear in her eye and a smile in the corner of her mouth, which rapidly disappeared when she saw that 6 geese are laying was a box of goose eggs.
"On the 5th day of Christmas my true love gave to me 5 gold rings,"
Sean belted out, causing a sonic shockwave which blew Haley's hair into Olivia's face and caused a tidal wave across Edward's beard which would have made Moses proud. Dramatically ignoring these hirsute side effects, Sean brandished the next present.
"I think you'll like this one, darling,"
he said with a knowing wink. "What the hell is it?" said Jane with genuine curiosity on unwrapping a strange-looking gold object.
"You like rings and you like bracelets. When I saw this, I thought it's a bloody marvellous combination of the two. 5 gold rings joined together in a sort of bracelet shape. Go on, give it here."
He took the present back and gently slipped his wife's 4 fingers and thumb through the holes in this solid object.
"I think it's rather, fetching,"
Sean said, now puzzling at why he'd bought it. "You know what that is, Dad?" said Olivia, trying not to laugh.
"I've told you what it is. It's a bracelet and a sort of ring thingy."
No, Dad. Do you know what it actually is?"
Well, no.
"Dad, I hope you kept the receipt because you've bought Mum a gold-plated knuckle duster."
Oh?
And realising he may have totally misjudged that one, he gave a wicked laugh, had a slurp of port, and ploughed on with the song.
On the fourth day of Christmas my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
With that, Sean pulled a raw chicken out of his bin bag. Oh my God, said Jane. I hope you don't expect me to cook that.
No, wait, Jane,
said Sean, not wanting his erudition to go unnoted.
It's a chicken stuffed with a pheasant, stuffed with a duck. It's like the song,
he said with obvious glee. Except none of those birds are actually in the song, and none of them are stuffed up each other's arses.
I think you'll find a calling bird actually refers to a pheasant.
Well, it's all very well being clever, but unless everyone wants to wait another 2 hours for lunch, I think we'd better go with the turkey that's been roasting since 6:30 this morning. Pulling a mock scowl, Sean said,
I suppose you don't want to know what happened on the first day.
In for a penny, in for a pound, said Jane. There have been decades of academic debate about whether this meant carry on or stop before someone gets seriously annoyed. Sean made his feelings on the matter perfectly clear.
On the first day of Christmas my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
With that, he pulled out the small, expensive-looking box from earlier and presented it to his wife. As she opened it, her eyes widened, and so did her smile. She tenderly pulled out an exquisitely fine necklace with a tiny tree motif containing an even more tiny bird.
Merry Christmas,
Sean said, the air thick with romance and Yuletide sentiments. I still can't believe you bought Mum a gold knuckle duster, said Olivia, barely containing herself.
Well, poo on the lot of you,
Sean said, with an expression that would have been a passable impression of an orangutan with an excessively sore bottom.
None of you buggers thought I could do it by myself. Well,
Sean raspberried while sticking two fingers up at his family in mock annoyance. Jane looked at her husband lovingly, threw her arms around him and gave him a tender kiss. Thank you, darling, for all these beautiful things, she said, a tear glistening in her eye. But how on earth did you manage to buy all those things on Christmas Eve?
Oh, I bought them weeks ago. I had them delivered to Mel's house. I went over there yesterday to pick them up. We polished off a couple of bottles of red too for good measure,
Sean said with a chuckle, having pulled off the greatest Christmas ruse this family had seen since he switched a roasting duck for a brown cushion. Jane's eyes narrowed as she pointed her finger at him, then repeatedly whipped him with a tea towel.
You little ratbag!
Realisation gradually spread over Sean's face, allowing him just two words.
Oh, bugger!